Welcome to 10,000 Foot View Podcast, where you can find tools, ideas, and insights from some of the best performers from the field of business, art, sports, entertainment, coaching, neuroscience, and much more. That will give you the perspective you need to break through and unlock the next level in your mindset, creativity, business, and life. This is Monjyoti, the host of this podcast. I have an obsession for deep transformation, and I'm on a mission to help professionals and individuals unlock their true potential in life and business in a way that maximizes their overall sense of aliveness. Welcome to 10,000 Foot View Podcast. We have with us Jocelyn Bates. Jocelyn is a soul art guide, Akashic Records guide, yoga nidra guide, and human design coach. She is also an expressive arts therapist, intermodal, and an EFT master practitioner. She has been working with people for over 25 years in different capacities to help them find their authenticity and purpose in life. 2.5 years ago, she lost her parents 7 days apart, and she's been traveling through her grief ever since. The journey of grief has widened her lens, honed her creativity, and brought into perspective her life story. In her words, "I'm honored to help others to see their power, to shift out of blocks, to feel their worth, to find their purpose, to sit at the seat of their creativity, to love themselves, to find comfort in their body, to truly live their best life." Jocelyn, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited for this conversation. I think let's dive into the idea of self-awareness and curiosity on the journey of human experience.
Yeah, one of the things that I've come to very much understand ever since my parents had died about 2.5 years ago is it's all about getting curious. It's all about learning and wanting to know more and jumping in and asking questions and saying, where did this come from? Why is this? Why is this, you know, ringing different for me? And why do I have this pattern or this belief? And just getting playful with it and really having fun questioning. You know, so something I feel like many years in school have taught kids to not question too much. And being a Gen X girl, you know, it's like you're not supposed to ask too many questions. It's like the bumper sticker, don't question authority, right? You want to question it. You want to question authority. Question yourself. Question where things come from, who we are, and how we got here. And that comes from me really having lost my parents 7 days apart and the full underpinning of my life being pulled out from under me out of nowhere. And I had to question. I had to get curious because otherwise I wasn't going to make it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I had to sit and go, oh, why am I feeling like this? Why do I feel like I can't feel anger? Why do I feel like I just want to cry through everything and not feel any other emotion? Why am I doing this? Right. And just getting curious. Yeah.
Interesting. So I think many a time curiosity comes from necessity, like in your case, right? There was a necessity for you to find answers, and that gave birth to curiosity, wanting to know more, wanting to go deeper.
Yeah.
I think necessity is a big force. So how can we cultivate this curiosity as a way of life? Because, there might not be situations that might propel you to get curious, but it's always a good thing to cultivate curiosity.
Yeah, hopefully it's not always a tragedy, right?
Yes, exactly.
Let's go. Exactly. You know, There's so many ways to cultivate curiosity in life. You know, some people, and it's different for everybody in a lot of ways. Some people, you know, they cultivate it by going to a therapist and talking, or they cultivate it. You know, one of the big things I did when I was before my parents died, what I was a big photographer, and I would take pictures all the time of my kids, and I would put together these books. And once a year, I would go back, and it was just my way of connecting to my kids and where they're going and who they're becoming. And I would get curious with each photograph: who's holding whose hand, whose arm is around who, who's smiling, who's not, who's shining, right? And I would it would be a way of me just getting curious with the pictures I took. You know, I'm a big fan of writing and journaling and getting really quiet within yourself. So I'm a yoga nidra, something I guide. And so balancing the nervous system and getting to a place where you're still and balanced in yourself, then you can start to feel the questions almost arise. You can almost feel like, oh, that's interesting. That energy that I'm feeling over here, that's interesting. Or I wonder where that's coming from. Or you start kind of, when you can start to have a center core of balance, you can start
Right.
to feel, and you're pulled and called to certain places naturally. So there's all kinds of ways people get curious. I mean, I personally have used creativity as being an expressive arts therapist and a soul art guide. These are things like working with creativity is my thing. And I also teach creativity to young kids. So the idea of how do we get, and I mean, really, what is creativity but curiosity? It's like, well, why do I feel that? Why is that happening? Or what do I hear? It's all about what is that real feeling behind this thing that I want to express in a creative way, right? It's all about curiosity. And then I also got curious with human design, which is similar to astrology in the sense of being a energetic map of when you're born. And getting into something like human design can really fuel curiosity, because all of a sudden you're like, how does this system tell me exactly who, like, I feel I know exactly who I am after looking at this, right? And it can kind of show you where you're easily conditioned in life. So you can say, oh, I know that I'm really easily conditioned around emotions. I wonder where in my life, when I was younger, when did I ever have that happen, right? What can I look at that? Well, maybe that's something I could look at and jump in deeper and see. And the more that you get curious, the more questions there are. And it's just this, we were talking earlier about this idea of this pendulum that swings between feeling everything and being in the right place, and then feeling like almost like a dark night of the soul. And we're constantly kind of in that. And if we can get curious, we have the tools to move through those dark nights of the soul. So,
Right,
yeah.
absolutely. You spoke about nervous system regulation, and I also saw that you wrote about understanding subtle aspects of your personality, right? Developing relationship with them, understanding them, because I think that's a big part of developing relationship with our own selves. I mean, we have all these parts which we understand and we know. And we can put into words and language, but we have all these subtle aspects that we don't quite understand. These impulses, you know, because human body and human energy is so many things. Some aspect of it we have been able to define. So, how do you start developing a relationship with your body, regulate your nervous system, start to understand these subtle aspects of your personality, and does that help you to become more curious and find the answers that you're looking for?
I think absolutely. When I talk about the subtle selves, that's a piece of yoga nidra. In yoga nidra, the subtle selves are the koshas. And so when you go into a guided meditation or guided visualization in yoga nidra, you're really going from one, like going outwardly to the most inward subtle self. And so the outward subtle self is like physical. So it's really getting awareness with your body, your physical body, right? And then it moves to the next kosha, which is about the energetic self. And you get to know, and you get to sit in with the breath in your energetic self. And then it moves to the mental emotional kosha. And that subtle self is like where a lot of people get stuck in our feelings, right? And how we think about things. So that kosha is a really interesting kosha to be in yoga nidra. And then it moves to a deeper kosha, which is like the witnessing yourself, being outside of yourself and witnessing. And then the fifth is the bliss state or the bliss self. So it's like full oneness. So when you actually go through a full yoga nidra, you're kind of slowly balancing into all of those subtle selves to be in that final bliss state until it's ended. And so you're actually, it's funny because it's like a guided meditation, but it's bringing you through all these really deep layers of who you are that you get to know as you do more yoga nidras. But in general, the balancing of the nervous system is, I feel like this is one thing I've been really talking about a lot lately, which is if you are going to work on transforming yourself, if you're going to work on getting curious, you really do need to have some kind of touchstone, right? Like something that when you get to that thing that you're like, oh, I just dug something up, right? Like, wow, what am I going to do with that? You need to have some kind of touchstone or something that can balance you back, because we will go to that fight or flight, right? Or we'll go to that depressive kind of parasympathetic, overly in the parasympathetic system. And so having a touchstone to balance your nervous system so that you know when you start to feel something come up, like maybe it's a really deep trauma that you had going into something. I was just dealing with a stillbirth I had in 2008 that I thought I was over. I thought I was over. It gives you never really over this stuff. But I went into it just recently in the last few months, and I had a moment of like, I started to have anxiety. I started to have like, oh my gosh, what, like, I can't believe this. And I started crying and I got really overwhelmed because it happened like that. It happened in a moment. But I have enough tools now and enough touchstones to breathe, you know, maybe like the physiological breath you could use. I know how to bring myself to the present moment so that I can actually create the transformations I want to create, that I can move through that moment and that awareness that there's something really deep going on right here. And I can shift it and change it and move it because I have that touchstone of that way to settle into it and not be afraid of it and not go into fight or flight, not have my cortisol levels go all over the map. I can bring my brain waves down and I can be in it and I feel safe enough to travel into curiosity. Does that make sense?
I was coming to that actually. So you have this process where you explore different aspects of yourself, but in that journey, you know, things might come up. So you need another tool to kind of regulate yourself during those moments. And presence of that tool gives you that sense of safety to go on that journey of self-exploration. And you're not afraid because you're like, you know, if this happens, then I got that thing, that tool. And yeah, sort of they both complement each other, and that kind of completes the whole process. You know, it's comprehensive. This process, this meditation that you spoke about, is that a meditation people can get access to, they can do on their own, or they work with you? How does that work, that process?
So yoga nidras, I actually am on Insight Timer and I offer my yoga nidras there for free, as do many people. And whenever I send someone to Insight Timer, I'm like, you don't have to go to me. Like, literally go find a voice for yourself that you feel safe and calm and can guide you. Like, people will go to me, they'll go to my teacher, Ali Boothroyd, who's amazing. Like, there's a lot. Like, I feel like when you're going into guided visualization and meditation, it's important to feel calm and open to that vibration of that person. So I offer them all on I offer mine on Insight Timer and it's under my name. But of course, go and look for there's tons of yoga nidra visualizations and meditations on Insight Timer, which is a free app. And then I actually have when on my website, I have a balance your nervous system cheat sheet with like 11 really easy ways you could be like in a room full of people and people won't know what that you're actually sitting there balancing your nervous system. You know, because I do EFT too, and I could be like, oh, here, tap here, tap here, tap here, but you kind of look like an idiot, right? If you're in a room full of people. So you know, there's it's good to have some subtle things to do, you know, if you're in you're around people. I was just talking to someone. I get very nervous when I go to the dentist. And I said, I do almost like, I would say I do like five or six of those things on that sheet every time I'm on the way to the dentist. Because I'm like, I've had a lot of tooth trauma, right? So,
Yeah, I think that's a common trauma, the tooth trauma. It I've hardly said anyone, that visit to dentist was very pleasant. I had a fun time. That's hardly the case. Definitely, I would love to look through that sheet. Yes, and I think since today's worlds are very demanding, very dynamic, and there's a lot going on, so we have to be able to have these tools that we can use anytime, anywhere, because people are living busy lives. You can't just sit in the middle of a room and start meditating when there are people around you, or start tapping, as you said. So you have to be a little bit creative. I think you've shared that link. I'm going to put that on the show notes. Right. So I think we've spoken about yoga nidra, and you're saying that it's more based on what resonates with you, what you feel comfortable. You sort of follow that inner guidance. And is nervous system regulation part of that, or yoga nidra is a different thing?
Yoga nidra is a balancing of the nervous system.
Oh, okay.
It's balancing the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system.
Okay. And when you spoke about exploring these layers, like your emotions, your mind, and your soul and your body, is that also part of yoga nidra, or that's something else?
Those subtle selves are called koshas, and that's what a full yoga nidra meditation will bring you through all five koshas.
Okay.
So that's, but then also you can look to each of those koshas, like say you do a yoga nidra meditation and you kind of experience it in that way. You can look to those koshas as ways to get curious in other places of your life, like the mental, emotional, or the energetic, or the physical body. Like I'm an expressive art therapist. I've worked with movement therapy. That's very physical, right? Any emotions, traumas, injuries you've had in your body, they sit in your body, so you can release that on a physical way. So that, like, movement therapy or dance might be a way to physically get curious,
Right.
energetically with breath, right? Or like the Akashic Records would be a way to energetically get curious about something. Mental, emotional, journaling, art, all of these creative like outlets can be a way to get a mental and emotional curious with your life. The idea of witnessing. I have been really playing with filming myself recently, like filming myself dancing, filming myself creatively, and then watching it and just being okay with what I see. Because when I'm in a process, like I'm like, I get this face on, or
Yes.
and I'm like, wait, that's me in a moment. And I'm witnessing myself, even though it's not actually in the moment because it's filmed. But I've been playing with that as a way to get curious about who I am. It's
Yes.
interesting. Everything kind of swirls and goes around each other in so many beautiful ways.
Thank you for listening to this episode of 10,000 Foot View Podcast. I want to congratulate you for honoring yourself by standing out and investing in your personal growth and taking this step towards your next breakthrough. I would love to hear your thoughts about this episode. Do check out the show notes on the description for the details of the show, along with links and offers. It would mean a world to me if you could leave a review about this episode in Apple. Before I head off, I want to remind you that you are extremely special and you have gifts and talents that you can use to unleash your best version, and you are just one perspective away from unlocking your next level. I believe in you.